This is Colorful Radio.
Our music, our news,
our views.
Time now for our featured business of the week. We have Jacqueline Harvey, Managing Director of Crystal Clear Health Limited. Good morning, Jacqueline.
Good morning.
You sound very perky this morning.
Yes, I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning, as usual. I start very early in the morning when we're running a business. This is what it's all about.
Isn't it just?
Yeah.
Jacqueline, could you explain to us what the business actually does and where you operate from and generally how you find your new customers?
Well, the business is basically a health and lifestyle advice and consultation situation. We offer therapies and we offer sort of bespoke programs using mind, body and spiritual tools to help people to become fit and healthy.
And where's your background come from that's taken you into this business, and how long's the business been going?
Yes, well, my background is very mixed. I mean, when I decided to go into health as a business, my job didn't really exist. I started off as a personal trainer back in the 90s. I'd been been in sport and athletics from school, and then I went on from there and did a philosophy degree. Which is nice.
Gosh, this is a varied background.
Yes, that's right. So philosophy, there were no jobs for philosophers at the end of.
They disappeared with Greece, I think.
Yes, that's right. So being a bit of a dinosaur, I thought that I wanted to do something that I enjoyed. I'd been trained by Deloitte to do accounts and public accounts and things like that at the end of the last recession, so that gives some indication of my age when I graduated.
We're not commenting at this end.
So experience.
Yes, that's right. So I thought, I feel trapped in an office, and I didn't want to spend my time being a bean counter. That felt fairly meaningless, although I have a great relationship with accountants, and every business should do. I get on with them very well. I understand where they're coming from. So I decided to set up as a personal training instructor, while I was at Deloitte, I did my exams to be a health and fitness instructor.
And how many years ago was that, and how's it evolved?
Years ago, we're talking about over 20 years.
Okay. And the new business of Crystal Clear Health?
Well, Crystal Clear Health developed partly because I found that dealing with just the body, you know, exercises to get people to change their body, you really needed a dynamic thing going on, which was that you needed to change the way that they were entirely living. You need to change their lifestyle, you need to change the way they think, you needed to change their whole mindset, their diet, every single thing. And I kept on referring people to other therapies. So I decided in the early 2000s to bring it all under one roof and prescribe and get these programs together so that we could just change everything so that they would be a new person after they've been involved with us. will change.
I think it's quite reasonable that you're referring them to other people, and what you're saying is you decided, well, I can do that en bloc. In terms of the business, do you say you give advice to people? Do you actually give treatments as well? And if so, and how?
We have the consultation is the bedrock of the business because we need to find out what the cause, what is created issues, say for obesity, for high blood pressure, for stress, for depression, whatever the ailment or illness is. We need a thorough and full consultation to find out what is going on in that person's life. And then we make up a program of how to correct and impact that ailment or illness. So it might be fitness training with some nutritional coaching or therapy. They might need some hypnotherapy if they're smoking, or NLP. They might need some sort of counseling, some form of counseling service. They might need to stop their mind from ticking over at such a speed and taking on stress from other people, from situations. That requires a level of coaching. We might teach them how to meditate. I mean, all this stuff I was doing back in the 90s when no one else really was doing it. I wrote a book about it. And
so you are in fact a published author, aren't you?
Yes, that's right. So, you know, the major philosophy of the business was, you know, was in this document that I thought, you know, I'd read about philosophers that had written books at the age of 26, and I thought, well, I better get my bike on and start doing my job. Because I was always a mind-body person. I was never just, you know, I could never just do exercise, and I could never just sit down and study. So I understood myself enough to see that this was a way forward, and it was a hunch that proved to be correct.
So where do people find your business? What's the website? What's the location?
Well, the website is www.crystalclearhealth.co.uk. And from there, we can... the unique thing about Crystal Clear Health is that we try to change people's lives and their bodies, or assist them in any way that's possible from within their own environment. We're not into taking people out to a boot camp, to a spa, to whatever, and doing work there and then putting them back in without support. What we try and do is to go in the person's environment. It might be their home, office, or we have, you know, we've worked from a gym for over 20 years, but we like to come into their environment and correct it there and support them there, basically, rather than we've been based in Covent Garden the whole time. But we go around all over London, England, abroad. I've worked with spas and different businesses and different brands in different countries as well.
You say we, that implies you've got a number of colleagues, partners,
yes, yeah,
staff. What is it? Do you retain people who you bring in?
I have a core block of staff and people that I work with, which is about 10. And then if we need anything beyond that, we employ freelancers. A lot of therapists and practitioners are professional, you know, self-employed people, so we don't need to carry a massive bank of staff all the time.
You're playing to a theme of the day, because we've been discussing self-employment with another of our correspondents earlier on today. So
yes,
just looking forward in terms of 2015, 2016,
yes,
what is your prospects for growth? What are you looking to achieve? What's the big thing that you want to do in 2015, 2016?
Well, 2015 is funny you should ask that. We've taken on a number of hotels, so managing the guests from those hotels and dealing with the health services relating to those premises is going to be quite a big growth thing for us. We've done it before.
My flippant frame of humour, sense of humour, says somebody turning up at a hotel to say, I've come to give so-and-so a massage, might be misinterpreted.
Well, no, we don't do massage from hotels, because the hotels tend to have that facility on board. And that's one of the issues to do with, you know, people stripping off nude.
Yep.
Somebody, you know, in their private home that they've never met before. But, you know, we have a lot of vetting that goes on for people that are going to people's homes. But hotels tend to provide those types of facilities.
Right.
What we're providing is the consultancy and some aspects of our business that hotels do not provide.
So where do you find your clients? How did you get these hotels coming to you?
Well, we have a lot of referrals. And since
great compliment.
You know, we have a great referral system. And because I myself, you know, Crystal Clear Health isn't the only business that I'm a director of, I'm meeting a lot of people all the time. So I tend to be the person that brings in the business, and then everyone else, you know, runs around after it. It's like, I bought in this, let's deal with it. And then we have a team that helps to manage the implementation and all the protocols that need to go on with the staff, and the logistics of it is dealt with by, help, you know, the staff. Like, you can't do everything in a business. You have to have clearly allotted, you know, roles.
Sure.
In order to make things tick along smoothly for the big job. So with regards to 2015 and 16, we want to increase the volume of people that we're just seeing in the middle market, because since 2010, when the recession, the later part of 2009, 2010, the middle market all the people that work for the local authorities, lawyers, you know, professionals, that we got hit quite badly by the squeeze that went on in their capital and people actually moving away from London to work abroad, people from the city, or changing their job or coming out of the local authority work. So we had to restructure the business, and we dealt largely with the higher end of the market. And that was very, very successful for us.
But Jacqueline, we're going to have to stop at the point of your success, I'm afraid. We're running out of time. That was Jacqueline Harvey, Managing Director of Crystal Clear Health. Thank you very much indeed for making us all feel either guilty because we aren't fit enough or feeling wonderful because we are. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much.
Live on digital radio, colorfulradio.com and apps. This is Colorful Radio.